and slow. We in the same, but we all got a role. Soul glow, Prince Akeem, bro. True love more important than gold. I just levy, trying to hold the river steady. My cup running over, man, these birds kind of heavy. The homie quit the soda, only taking in the veggies. The body is the temple, in the article he read me. Make a change in my way, detrimental temptation to pray it away. Or rather smoke it, Mary Jane toke it. Mind on this money, things unfold if you don't hold it. Taking that, here we go. The different levels, sharp as the bevel, springs from the lows. The flower brooms through the cracks of the pavement. You get what you give, the realest statement. And I'm juggling while scuffling. These cards I'm dealt, no reshuffling. Now what's the matter? I'm torn between a dream catcher or a nightmare embracer. Downside to chasing paper. Fam said focus on me and the maker. Now I'm dwelling on death, scared for my brother's soul. He made mistakes that the maker forgive those. I won the ball, but injured prone like D-Rose. Mind drifting, do say sipping. Nice behind the mic like Pippin. Mind drifting, do say sipping. Nice behind the mic like Pippin.
Well, all right, everyone. Welcome to Let's Jazz It Up, Blog Talk Radio. I am on hip hop this evening with Mr. Cash. Cash, are you here with me?
Yeah, I'm in the building.
All right. Now, tell us where you're calling from.
I'm out here in Arizona in the Phoenix area.
All right. Now, go ahead and tell us, our listeners out there, how you began your journey in the hip-hop music industry. And also, who inspired you?
Okay, yeah, that's easy. Well, I started and was inspired at the same time with my uncle. My uncle, God bless the dead, but he used to rap. And, I just looked up to him. He used to, hang around with, a Twista and, Psychodrama from Chicago. I'm not sure if everybody knows who Psychodrama is. But, yeah, they're a popular group out there in Chicago. So, they kind of, helped me get the ball rolling as far as the inspiration and, making me want to write. I was just a kid back then, but, over time, I just kept practicing. My uncle just always told me, man, just keep at it. Even when I was at moments where my rhymes was, completely garbage, He was still like, yo, just keep trying. You got something in you. You nice with your pen. So,
right.
Fast forward, here I am, thankful for my aunt for supporting me, man.
Right. So, have you collaborated with any other rap artists?
Yeah, I was going to get into that when we talk about the next project I got coming out. But I've done records with Sky Zoo. If you don't know who he is, he's a legend in the game. He's from Brooklyn. He's been doing his thing for a while. Ghost wrote for some of the most popular people that you could think of in the game. I've also collabed with Rum Nitty. Icon on the battle rap scene. If you YouTube Rum Nitty, you'll see a plethora of battles of him just slaying. And I had met him actually out here because he's from Arizona. So I ended up meeting him out here, and he was just super cool, down to earth. So we ended up collabing. So yeah, those are the guys I've dealt with so far as collabing on an actual track, and they're gonna be on my next project that I got coming out towards the top of the year.
Oh, okay then. Now, the first track I'll play called Take It Slow is on the new album. What's the name of the new album now?
Dying Breed. That project, it actually, I dropped it in March earlier this year. I got a couple joints, a couple videos out right now. But, yeah, Take It Slow, that's one of the joints that's on there, produced by Scotty Barnett. You know, shout out Scotty. He produced probably like four tracks on that project. And me and Scotty ended up getting with each other through a mutual friend, a guy that was doing some of my videos. He was cool with the lady that manages Scotty, so we ended up just clicking up, and, you know, that was one of the songs that came about. And the guy that's singing on the hook is a good friend of mine, one of the little homies. His name 94 Sounds. He's like super dope. Like you're gonna be hearing about him. He does his own beats and he sings. The guy's just like multi-talented.
Well, you are talented yourself. Now, can you tell the audience and I how to pronounce your name correctly?
Yeah, it's pronounced Kilevra. K-I-L-E-V-R-A-H, Kilevra. And that name is Hebrew for a bad dog. I got it from a film that I was really, really huge fan of, called Lucky Number 11.
Right.
And, you know, I just felt like the name was perfect because, for one, I love dogs. Like, that's like my favorite animal. You know, I love dogs, so I just felt like the name was perfect. And also, right, it wasn't simple. You know, I felt like it helps me realize who really, you know, want to get to know me, really get to know my music, because they'll actually put forth effort to actually try to know how to say the name. So
right,
it kind of helped weed people out, you know what I mean?
Right.
So, yeah, that's why I got that name, Kilevra.
Right. Well, I sure did had to learn it for the last few days, and I kept... And thanks, Scotty. You know, he couldn't get it right. So I said, you got to let me talk to him so I can get it right. So I was really serious, you know, because not only that, I was researching name and all of your music. Now, can you tell our listeners out there how to catch up with any of your videos that's streaming online?
Yeah, you can go straight to my YouTube. You can either search Kilevra Cash, again, Kilevra is K-I-L-E-V-R-A-H, and then Cash is just the standard way, C-A-S-H. Or you can just go straight to the link, youtube.com/MrMrCash815.
All right. Thank you for that information. Now, what inspired you to do the album Dying Breed? How did you come up with the title?
Well, A Dying Breed, it was kind of influenced by a couple of different situations. First and foremost, the name itself, I feel like it represents a lot of people from my type of background, a lot of, you know, black men in America, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
You know, and I grew up in one of those environments. I'm from Kankakee, Illinois. I know it's kind of hard to say, but it's like we like 30 to 45 minutes south of Chicago, so you could just imagine any type of wave of, like, you know, harsh living that's in there, it kind of makes its way to us. So,
right.
You know, that was one of the things that inspired it. Then on the album cover, it's me and my little brother when we were younger. My younger brother, he was murdered when he was 17. So,
I'm sorry to hear that.
You know, that was, appreciate it. But that was another thing that helped motivate me to making the album. And also, Scarface is my favorite rapper. And
right,
he had an album called Last of a Dying Breed.
Right.
So that's why I was like, you know, let me try to tweak it and just take A Dying Breed and make that the album title. So that's how I came up with that.
Well, I'm going to spin some more of your music on the show. The next track I want to spin is called Frank Castle. Can you give us a little brief story behind this track right here, if there is one?
Oh, yeah. Frank Castle is pretty much the B-sides of the songs that didn't make the project. I was, you know, the track was the title is a name of a comic book character called The Punisher. his real name
was
Frank Castle.
Yeah. Okay,
and I'm like,
yeah.
And I'm like a super like comic book nerd, like when it comes to certain comics, you know what I mean? And Punisher is one of them. So that's how I came up with that title. This also was produced by Scotty as well.
All right. We have a caller. We'll take this caller right now before I spin this track. Caller, go ahead and state your name and speak, please.
Hey, Brenda. Hey, what's up there, Jonathan? How you guys doing?
All right.
What's going on? What's going on?
Nothing much, man. Yeah, I just wanted to check on you, man, see how you guys were doing. And, yeah, man, that was a heavy track. I appreciate you working with me on that, man. I really appreciate that.
Oh, for sure, man. I appreciate you blessing me with that, man. It's when I heard it, I was just like, before I even wrote the song, I listened to that beat probably like at least 2 or 3 days straight, just letting it marinate. So, yeah, I do appreciate that, man. I do appreciate that.
No sweat, man. No sweat, man. It's just, I mean, just being around you, man, I mean, just vibing off of you, man. I pretty much can see through your eyes what it is that what you're looking for, man. I mean, something to inspire you, you know, and you inspire me. I just want to say that too, man.
Oh, for sure. Appreciate that, man. You do the same here, man. We definitely gonna be working some more.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Well, if y'all hang tight and let me spin Frank Castle and be right back, and we'll talk some more with Mr. Cass.
It's a different breed, trapeze, no safety. That's how we fly, pop by when blue little ride. Me and the guys got that new when we slide. They got twins on the side, both for 12 and they lie. I'm just thankful I'm alive. A few close calls, all thanks to my pride. My bros opposed law, trying to save from the side of a cell, raising hell like the omen. Pale watching my mail, like I don't own it. That's all me, thought I would stay down when you pulled that rug from under me. But I got up a little more rubbing from that buck. Be flattened, I'm like patties over cheddar deluxe. The post law felt a threat from its side. Marcus is a beast, sent threats before I. Some looking forward to death, but only one lie. Turn Frank Castle through the pain and the stride. My bros opposed law felt a threat from its side. Marcus is a beast, sent threats before I. Some looking forward to death, but only one lie. Turn Frank Castle through the pain and the stride. Like butter, baby, how you will get that blizzard and I'm swaying. Now that's ghost and Demi Moore toast. You just an antelope facing the pride of lines. And on that note, I'm feeling this time of dying. Must I remind how I Frank White rhyme? See, you sound notorious, but ain't no biggie like you shine. And I'm a quarter plus a couple dimes. How I'm blazing, Cajun, don't get french fried. Couple more hits out up on your guys. Bake all your potatoes and turn it to a value size. Several screws loose throughout my mind, so at any time I just might lose a foolish. My bro opposed law felt a threat from inside. Marcus is a beast, sent threats before I. Some looking forward to death, but only one lie. Turn Frank Castle through the pain and the stride. My bros opposed law felt a threat from inside. Marcus is a beast, sent threats before I. Some looking forward to death, but only one lie. Turn Frank Castle through the pain and the stride.
Everyone, that was Frank Castle. All right. So, Cash, can you give our listeners out there website information and the social sites that you're listed on for them to follow you up on?
Oh, yeah, of course. As far as the site to reach me on, I mean, you could put in Clever's Area for Everything, soundcloud.com/ KILEZRAHZARES. Instagram, same thing, at KILEVRAHZARES, Clever's Area. Twitter, at Clever's Area. Facebook, at Clever's Area. Make a long story short, you can Google KILEVRAHZARES. AHZAREA. that's going to get you to anything, everything that's involved with me. Trust me, there's nobody else with that name.
All right. Thank you for that information. Thank you. So are you still doing any live performances in the city, or are you going to be doing any tours in any some selected cities?
Actually, I just we had just did a little joint when the guy Sky Zoo that I was telling you about that I did a song with, he was just out here. And one of the homies had opened up for him, and I had jumped on the set with him. As far as the up and coming, we working on something right now, actually, where we're going to probably do like a little album release show, and I'm going to have some of the acts from around here that I deal with to perform as well. We don't got an exact date yet, but I would say like in the spring. So anywhere like April-ish, maybe May, you know. But it'll definitely be on my social sites. You know, anybody that tune in at Kalever's area, you'll be in tune with all of that. I'll definitely keep you posted.
All right. Thank you for that info. All right. We want to spin another track of yours, Put Time In. I know it's got to be a story on this one right here.
Put the time in. Yeah, that's another Scotty produced joint, a B side record that didn't make the project. But Put Time In is just like, you know, it's a record that everybody can relate to. I mean, I'm pretty sure everybody got something that they put time into that they want to either flourish, you know, or they're trying to get something out of it. And so this is just like an anthem for that, you know, clocking that paper, putting that time in, you know.
Right. Well, all right, everyone, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more music from Kalever Ash.
Thoughts all over your designer. The swordsmanship elite. I slaughter NEV. Dirt it up with clean sneak. That ill and not no cheap beat. Beware your tongue for you speak. This to turn into a beast. Bodies in sand catching heat.
Catching that heat.
Now that's an insane scene. Pen type Stephen King. Here's Johnny. Hit it for homie. Voices tell me time for shining.
Psycho.
It's talking with the silent.
Ice cold.
I be drinking when I slide in. Fucking paper for my time, man. Nah, I never take a lunch. Run a cannon in the wildland. Currency, I got a crunch. Fucking paper for my time, man. Nah, I never take a lunch. Run a cannon in the wildland. Currency, I got a crunch. Fucking paper for my time, man. Nah, I never take a lunch. Run a cannon in the wildland. Currency, I got a crunch. Fucking paper for my time, man. Nah, I never take a lunch. Run a cannon in the wildland. Currency, I got a crunch. Launch professor is my texture. These illmatic lectures. Pen and pad, stay in the lab like I'm Dexter. Gotta watch your blood, cause even Birdie tried to kill Tom Shepard. It's really no love, they tryna rob plugs. Do nothing with the come up after. Here to bless them like a pastor. Show enough, I'm the master. World is Cruella, you move better. For you and your dogs, be a new sweater. Ain't one for the gang. Your noodles cooked, turn it your man. Magician like David Blaine. You'll disappear on the gang. Fucking paper for my time, man. Nah, I never take a lunch. Run a cannon in the wildland. Currency, I got a crunch. Fucking paper for my time, man. Nah, I never take a lunch. Run a cannon in the wildland. Currency, I got a crunch. Fucking paper for my time, man. Nah, I never take a lunch. Run a cannon in the wildland. Currency, I got a crunch. Fucking paper for my time, man. Nah, I never take a lunch. Run a cannon in the wildland. Currency, I got a crunch.
Put time in, y'all. All right. So, let me ask you this, Mr. Cash. What is that ultimate desire to what you want the folks get out of your music? What is that ultimate desire you want people to get out of your music?
I believe the last track, you know, probably can define it the best. You know, I put the time in. I take... you know, writing and penmanship very seriously. You know, I want when people listen to the music, I want them to get out of it like, okay, this boy, he really takes hip-hop serious. He really is nice with his pen. He's dope at what he does. You know what I mean? That's ultimately first and foremost what I want them to get out of it. Secondly, you know, once you start listening to the tracks, like Take It Slow, you start to realize, like, okay, he has some substance. He got a little messaging, you know, in the line, you know, behind the scenes of what he's trying to put out there. So, you know, that's primarily what I want people to get out of it. You know, that I'm dope with the pen, and also I got some substance to me where you can, you know, get some something out of my music.
Right. So how do you feel about this album you just put out this year? How does it make you feel, you know, proud of it and everything?
Well, the project, it did a lot better than what I expected. You know, people perceived it better than I expected. You know, when I was putting it together, I definitely did want to put together a good body of work, but I wasn't necessarily having any high expectations. So,
yeah.
Therefore, I wasn't, you know, trying to, you know, like, oh, this is going to be the one to go diamond. You know, I wasn't even thinking of that, you know, because to do that, I would be, you know, chasing something that's not really my type of style. So
right. What
I did like is that, you know, people really dig it. You know, they got their tracks on there. They love it. You know, it's to the point where people like, yo, you should have made it longer, because it was only like 9 tracks, and all the tracks was maybe like 2 to 3 minutes. It wasn't too long, but
yeah.
Everybody's reaction was like, yo, you should have made it longer, man. This is so dope. You know, even a couple little songs I dropped videos to, because I only did 2 videos, like even them, you know, was getting good feedback. People was loving it. So,
right.
You know, it was more than what I expected, most definitely.
Right. So I'd like to ask you this. So you say there will be some new music in the future. You say next spring?
Yeah, most definitely.
So can you give us a little sneak peek or tease or the detail of the next album or next single next year?
Yeah, I can give you a little rundown of like the concept, because that's my thing. I'm with my projects, I'm very conceptual. The project is called The Villain Tape, and The Villain is like it's gonna be all together one word. The Villain Tape is just, it's like a 2 meaning to it. For one, it's like, you know, kind of just touching back on the dying breed, how, you know, people of my background in the society, we're a dying breed, but at the same time, we're also looked at as like the bad guy, the ones that everybody gotta lock their doors and hold tight onto your purse when you see me walking around. Even though I could be, you know, I could have a pocket full of money, can buy everything you have on, you still are, you know, programmed to fear what I am. So,
right.
You know, the villain tape, you know, is kind of like, it's a play off of that, like, you know, how I'm perceived as a villain according to society. And also, every track, like I was telling you before, I'm like into the comic book thing. Every track is going to be like named after a comic book like villain, or a comic book villain crew, something like that, you know, so that it's going to be just, everything's just going to tie into each other as far as that goes and the structure. And again, like I was saying, I have Sky Zoo's going to be on there. I got a track with him and the homie 94 Sounds, who was on the Take It Slow song. And I got a song with Rum Nitty. And on there, I got one of my guys from back home in Kankakee that I grew up with. He's doing the hook. So, this album, I'm just, you know, getting back to a little bit more nice melodic music, but I still bring in the bars too, so it's gonna be dope. Probably like I'm gonna probably try to do a little bit more than 9 tracks, maybe like 10 or 11, no more than 12. So I'm kind of like in between that right now, but the project is definitely over 50% done for sure. But yeah, it's gonna be nice. It's definitely gonna be nice. I'll probably be dropping at least a single to it a little bit before the project come out. So, you know, the project probably would be like March, April-ish.
Okay.
The single probably be like February-ish, something like that. So, yeah, I'm working.
All right. And could you tell our listeners out there where to purchase this album online at?
Yeah, any major streaming site you could think of, Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, Tidal. You can go on YouTube and check it out. It's, man, pretty much everywhere.
Yeah.
You can pretty much think of. It's pretty much everywhere.
Yeah. All right. So I'm going to spin another one of your tracks, and this one I really like. It's called The Line. Is there a little brief story
okay.
on this track, too?
Yeah, The Line. Oh, man. That did make the project. What's interesting about The Line is the title comes from a group that me and my two brothers, my actual blood brothers, and my cousin, we had a group called Royal Bloodline. So
mm-hmm.
I just took the, you know, the royal blood part off and just kept the line. And, you know, and I told them, you know, because they really don't do the music thing no more nowadays. You know, they just, you know, they kind of just sit back and watch it. But, you know, when I hit them up and was like, yo, man, I got this track that's perfect for y'all. Everybody
yeah.
jumped to it. I actually was a little shocked. What's so funny is that my dad, he was like, man, there's no way you're going to get them to do this song. Everybody's just kind of like fed up with, you know, doing music. So I was like, man, watch this. I bet you everybody going to jump on it. Sure enough, everybody jumped on it. And I was definitely appreciative. I tell them every time I see them, like, man, I appreciate you, you know, doing this for me. So, yeah, The Line, that's the backstory to that.
All right, everybody stay tuned. Anybody is welcome to call the guest line number and speak with Calebra Cash at 657-383-0771. Here is The Line.
What if this life we live in is only a test? And the journey home only the quest. Just to find out who the best. And you know we repping God now. Lost it all in that fire, even air in my chest. When they aiming at your head, what's a bulletproof vest? We only focus on that breath, so we always stress. To try to stay in high places, rolling up a jet. Before I go, I want mind, power, and respect. You ain't never lost it all and had to gain it back. When you ready to end it all, dig deeper than that. Cause the next day, you probably find gold in your lap. To all the ghetto children across the map. When your pockets get fat, go get you a strap. Made in the USA, nigga, now what's that? Black and deck is 9 million ways to that section. Where do I start? So many wishes that don't get granted. So many seeds that don't get planted. One in this place, but don't get stranded. Life is a fight with a punch that landed. Shit, let me catch my breath, okay. I just wish that I was rich. And fuck mad hoes, never worry about a bitch. On top of the mound, I ain't worried about a pitch. A star upon a wish, this is it. I wish that I could see my daughter more without getting killed in these streets on the corner store. I wish my kids would grow up to be king furthermore. I wish that I can be a better man, what's in store?
Love without limits, unconditioned. Trust not too far to live it, that's cloudy vision. Got you thinking otherwise, ain't thinking wise. But the examples from my eyes, all I'm seeing live. Caught up in the rapture, feel hypnotized. A walk-in disaster, I feel it time. War going on inside, eating me alive. Hard to stay in the rain with all ties on the ride. Learn to embrace them dark days. Adapt to an environment that kill me in so many ways. Some hear, others listen. The difference can change the outlook on your condition.
We all play the game, some fouling out. Family coach you through the pain, haters time you out. When you drive into the lane, ain't the time to doubt. Focus on the goal, not the nigga trying to block you out. Trying to keep an open mind, trying to talk it out. Cause these is crazy ass time to chill and walk it out. Don't wanna listen to the news, wanna drown it out. But now we're Fox running the in these times of fake news and alternative facts. Going harder to teach my daughter what it means to be black. What it means to be leader, what it means to be strapped with the love to spread around.
Cause the earth ain't flat.
Spread love. Well, all right. That is The Line, everyone. All right. So, Calebra, I would like to ask you if you want to give a shout out to those that supported you on this album or another, is that your music career, your journey? You can go ahead.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, I do want to shout out my show, me and the homies, we got a show called YBS. It's YBS, then a question mark, and then the word channel. Search it on YouTube. We'll be talking about a lot of stuff that you probably hear in my music, current events. So
yeah.
Shout out to homie Classic, Ugg, and the homie June. We got that show. We just started it, so we're getting it up and running. So all I can ask, subscribe. Obviously, shout out to my family, and all the close homies that was there since day one, always telling me that I was dope. They definitely was inspiration, I'm just appreciative that I was blessed with the gift, so.
All right. Thank you for that information. And do you have any advice, your words of wisdom? You want to deliver a message? Any advice to those who would like to get into the hip-hop music industry?
Oh, yeah. My thing is, self-motivation is key, right? You definitely don't want to base what you want to do or what you love to do off of just everybody else. And that's not to say that, you don't appreciate fans and family that support you. Of course, appreciate that, but don't let that be the end all to be all what makes or breaks. You just got to have your own self-ambition, your own self-motivation, because you're gonna run into people that's not going to be a fan of it. You're going to run into people that hates and talk crazy, especially on the internet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Everybody get a keyboard, and everybody is just either super thug or they're Ebert and Roper. They just have all of the answers, can tell you what you should be doing, what you shouldn't be doing, and it's just like, man, whatever. I'm trying to do something with myself. All you can do is just sit back and hate. So ignore all of that and just be your own self-motivator, for real.
Wow. Thank you for that. Is there any other information you would like to give right now? Our showcase is coming to an end. Can you mention the upcoming event or performance that's coming up, the date and what city? Again, please.
Yeah. We're working on right now, me and a couple of my partners, we're working on the release showcase when the project drops. Gonna be in the top of spring. That's what I have scheduled planned right now, but there's no telling when another show may pop up, because a lot of them shows that I get, a lot of the time they be last minute. They'll tell me a couple of days before, you'd be surprised how many last minute shows I get. So at the current time planned, the only thing that we're planning on right now is the release for the Villain Tape. We're going to have a little showcase, some of the artists from around the way that I'm cool with, had them come up there and do their thing. And I also going to have merchandise for people. That's another thing. I got merchandise that I'm putting together as well, just completely wrapped around the Villain Tape. I got my homie Classic, the one I was telling you about on the YBS.
Yeah.
He's ill with the art, super dope. He actually will be doing the art for the shirts and stuff like that. So be on the lookout for that. Again, just go to Instagram. Primarily Instagram is probably the best place you can go to catch up with everything. That's where I spend most of my time. And that's going to be at Kilevers Area. I'll spell that out again. It's KILEVRAHZAREA, Kilevers Area. So you go on Instagram, you put that in there, boom, pull me up, follow me, and I'll keep you up to date on all that.
Thank you for that information. Well, we're at the end of our showcase here. I hope everybody got their information written down and follow up with Kilevers Cash. And Kilevers, thank you for participating, coming on my show tonight. Love your music. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep your head up. Stay positive, as you would say. And Scotty,
for sure.
You've done it again, my partner. You've done it again. And,
thank you.
So,
that's what's up.
Everybody.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
Everyone keep.
Yeah,
the
I want to say real
on.
Quick. Not to cut you off. I just wanted to say real quick. I appreciate you having me on the show. You know, I always appreciate when anybody looking out for me to support my movement. I really do appreciate it. Scotty, appreciate you looking out for this. You know what I mean? Appreciate you looking out for the beats, everything. You know, I will be needing you to probably send me some more beats so I could put, you know, something on the villain tape that I'm going to be working on. I still,
okay.
You know what I mean, need a little bit more production. So, yeah.
All right.
You know, everybody just
gotcha.
Be on the lookout. I appreciate all of it, for real, for real.
And you better come back on my show with that, too.
Oh, man, you already know. I'm going to definitely let, you know what I mean, hit you up, let Scotty know as well. You know, we can, boom, and by then I'll have the showcase date and all that, and I'll have, like, you know, merchandise, links for the merchandise and all that, and I can
right.
You know, get that out.
Right, all right. Well, you have a blessed evening, Mr. Cash, and thank
right.
you again. Thanks, Scotty.
All right.
I'm going
no
to play
right.
Stain.
Thank you.
I'm going to play Stain, everyone. Stain, this is Stain by Clever Cash. Thank you, everyone, for your support. Thank you all for tuning in. This is Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva, signing out. Good night, everyone.
He ain't know too much about his edit, but oh boy was he like his daddy. You was lick when he know your edit. Had a chick named Tammy who be going hammock. Heard a Resi got bodies on it like a Cali King. Had a couple dreams, but unlike King, there was never any peace unless it had a beam. His aim went well, when time will tell if he ever had to use it, if point and it fell. In the streets, never snail. His packs went so fast enough, so I'll take another fool's mail. Call him Grimy Lord, weapon 1+4. And he always known for kicking down another door. Taking everything inside and tie you on the floor. With his bunny on the side, they might raise war. And they did. Got a word of Rhea worth about 20 zips. That boy starving, tired of eating a tuna fish. He followed them, leaving Ruth Chris. Stomach growling, howling at the moon. He like a wolf on the prowl, what they had he needed now. One of them give him lips, and you don't know who grip this is. Didn't care, popped him instead. Said I told you stop talking. Pistol whipped the other fool and grabbed the bag off him. He wasn't aware that would lead him to his coffin. Went back to the spot, he simmered down cause he hot. That was his first body. Karma came back on the first, made him a body. They took his hands cause he stole, tongue cause he lied. Brains on the floor for the thoughts that's inside. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
You good, fool? You still tripping or what?
I'm Gucci. Always have been. I was just telling you that ain't the way to move. You hot boy in it.
Yeah, I know I was tripping.